Sam, Dubas has served the past 3 years as GM of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Now he's assistant GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs. What do you think is the biggest thing that he would add to the blue and white?
Well, I think with his youth and his work ethic are two things that when you see the game, and I just heard George talking, when you see the game moving into the direction of analytics where maybe baseball was 10 or 15 years ago when sabermetrics first started to become popular, hockey's starting to move in that direction now, and there's no question that Kyle has that element to his background. But in terms of work ethic, I can remember sitting in the airport about 7 years ago with someone who I thought was just looked like a student on their way back to school, and we ended up striking up a conversation. And at that time, Kyle was working for Uptown Sports Management, and Don Reynolds and was pounding the pavement, looking for players and helping service clients in that regard. So even before, at 25, becoming the general manager of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, this guy was exposed to things that people some twice his age haven't been exposed to before. So there are a lot of elements that he brings, but I like the youth. I like the enthusiasm, the work ethic, very good player knowledge base based on the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, slow rise to prominence under his tenure in the last 3 years. There's a lot to like about this hire.
Sam, obviously Leaf fans will be surprised to hear that he's only 20 years old, but let's just, rewind to 3 years ago when Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, a city that loves their junior hockey team, what was their reaction when the team hired a 25-year-old as their general manager?
Well, there was a lot of shock, but in Sault Ste. Marie, his name is very well known. He grew up as a stick boy there, and he's worked in pretty much every facet of the organization. So, again, coming with a fresh mind, a good knowledge of young players at that time, having worked in the agency, he knew all about what he was getting into with the 15 and 16-year-olds that were coming into the Ontario Hockey League. A lot of people poo-pooed the move just because he was so young. But, again, that experience base is pretty tough to beat at that age. With his knowledge of the city of Sault Ste. Marie, with his knowledge of the organization, he basically took the organization in year one from a 29-win team that was out of the playoffs to year two, winning 36 games. Although they got into the playoffs, lost in the first round to Owen Sound, I believe it was, last year. And then this year, the 2013-14 season, a 44-win team, tops in the Western Conference, able to get by one round of the playoffs before being swept out by Connor McDavid and the Erie Otter. So you could see that if you just looked at the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, how they became a bigger team, a tougher team to play against, you restored some of that history that had been lost, in those middling years in the mid-90s to mid-2000s in Sault Ste. Marie, and really helped bring that franchise back to prominence.
Second youngest GM in OHL history, youngest player agent certified by the NHLPA, but comes from a bit of a hockey family as well, as his father's a former Greyhounds intern. His grandfather, Walter, coached the team from 60 to 67. So while you talk about the experience that he has gained at a young age, it's kind of as if he was born into the opportunity and has taken full advantage of that.
Yeah, and I think so. There's one thing that we haven't really talked about, guys. And here's a guy at his age, I mean, really stuck his neck out on the line. A couple of years ago, made a midseason coaching change, and he hired Sheldon Keefe. And Sheldon Keefe at that time did not have a particularly strong reputation, although his coaching mark really stood well in the Ontario Junior Provincial League. And I believe he was up in Pembroke at the time. And so he made a lot of waves in making that hire. But with his due diligence, he went, he spoke to Sheldon, he looked at his track record, he spoke to Hockey Canada about him, did everything possible to bring this guy back into the fold. And now he's become one of the better coaches in the Ontario Hockey League. I mean, it says a lot for a guy that young to make a decision that impactful with a player who had, with a person who had somewhat of a shady background. And I think if you talk to Sheldon Keefe, there's probably no other guy who's happier for Kyle to move on than Sheldon Keefe, who was really given a second opportunity, by Kyle Dubas. So, guys, there's just a lot of different elements here. And when I look at the National Hockey League now, you have to have a general manager who I think is very well-versed in a lot of facets, but most importantly, in player procurement, either through the draft, through free agency, or through trade. Then you have to have a capologist to make sure that all your guys fit in line with the numbers. And then you have to have a guy in your front office that starts to bring analytics, knows more about players at a younger age, so that there's a better knowledge base for players once they're drafted. And Kyle really fits, he fits that mold. And so when I look at the replacement of Poulin and Claude Loiselle, obviously there's some element of cost-cutting there for the Toronto Maple Leafs, but also the opportunity for Brendan Shanahan to bring in a fresh-faced guy while keeping Dave Nonis as the general manager intact, who has all those elements that I just recently spoke of.
Sam, we hear all the big names in the past, Mark Bergevin with the Blackhawks as an assistant GM, Jim Neal with the Red Wings, and a guy like Steve Yzerman. All of them found big GM jobs in the NHL. Is it just a matter of time before Kyle Dubas takes over a team in the NHL?
Well, I think it's going to be a very patient, slow-moving process. I mean, this is a guy who, even at a young age, didn't rush to become where he was. I mean, got on things very quickly to become a certified agent. Took 3 years to start to turn the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds around. So, I mean, 3, 4, 5 years, I think that's a conversation you might want to have at that point. I don't think that's something that you're going to see happen within the next year or two. But if you ask Kyle, that's probably not an opportunity he'd want to have until he cuts his chops in the National Hockey League for a couple of years. He's about due diligence, he's about work ethic, and he's about learning. And I think those are all elements why this hire was made. So within the next 3 years, I don't see that happening. I would say within 4 years, you'd probably start to hear some talk of that. And I'd say 5 years would be a more reasonable time limit before we start looking at Kyle Dubas as the general manager in the National Hockey League.
Sam, he'd be 33 by then. He'd be over the hill.
Wait a minute. That's more than 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Well, it's good. I mean, at least he'll be all fully vested. He could rent a car in the United States. He could pretty much have a drink anywhere he wants to. And at 33, that would be a pretty good gig.
Sam, is Kyle Dubas the Kevin Durant of Sault Ste. Marie?
So how do you think Sam Dave Nonis is feeling right about now?
Well, I think he's got to be excited. I mean, Dave Nonis has been given opportunity under Brandon Shanahan, obviously with the two guys having left. That shows to me a good sign of confidence in Nonis. And now he's got some help and a guy who can really go out there with his youth and pound the pavement and get involved with both hands. So I think if you're Dave Nonis, you have to be excited about this hire, because from what you're going to get different from what the two, what Dave Poulin and what Claude Loiselle brought, he's already got 3 years of that knowledge base with those two gentlemen. He'll have some fresh ideas thrown upon his way, and I know Kyle won't be afraid to make his 2 cents without obviously being too pushy. So I think if you're Dave Nonis, you should be pretty excited about the opportunity to work with someone new, fresh-faced, and has a very good track record.